that's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
A strength bonus.
Aw, oh, yeah. A little fucking
I call bullshit.
Almost,
no, because those are way more maneuverable.
What would be wrong with leaving your phone in there?
I would have gone home and I would have forgotten it was in there.
Oh, dude, oh. You would have seen so many dick pics on your
phone. Good luck bringing my
freaking
phone,
black ass butthole right there.
This is actually quite nice for my back right now. I can use it as a as stability.
Like, what's that dark area right there? That's a butthole.
That's the chocolate bunny.
Why are you crying?
Why are you crying?
What the fuck? One of my friends went to a rave and he didn't invite me.
I'm just kidding. Don't go to raves, dude. Don't be one of those people.
Go to Burning Man.
Don't go to like the crazy carnivals or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, don't be like one of those EDC dudes with the bead masks.
Those bead masks are a step off.
I just show up and things happen for me.
The most 1%er joke.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this episode.
But Kat was in that 1%.
Nice.
Very nice.
I mean, basically the creamy afterbirth of a well butt fucked chicken, as my brother would say.
I should meet your brother.
He's a funny guy.
He should be on the cast.
Funny guy.
I didn't know you had a brother.
That's his go-to thing, or it was his go-to insult. Shut up, you creepy afterbirth of a well butt fucked chicken. Ooh. Wait, what?
I can't wait to, because I the next.
Oops. I don't know, that's a weird noise.
Next animation I plan to make is probably going to be both of the quiz corners put together. So, I can't wait to watch all of it, because I like
some. How are you going
to
beat the jungle up?
You just will.
You just do it.
What are the rules of cat
just
quiz?
Do it.
Nothing is impossible. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it.
Apparently you couldn't with DC.
But I like that part where she said you put up the little clip of it and she's like,
I want to find somebody that looks at me like the beef looks at himself.
Nice.
The beef.
Optimus!
Wait, up.
Optimus.
Upchucking?
Upchucking?
I'm about to upchuck here in a moment.
Upchuck-timus.
Good cast.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good episode.
Yeah, it went well.
I hope my dad never listens to it.
Oh, he will, because I'll tell him to.
Don't. He's going to fire me.
The door is open.
Fire you from the house?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Oh, wide open.
Who left the door open?
Get out!
Get back in there.
Go back in there.
It must have been me. I don't know how, but...
What's that?
I'll go make
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Can you
do
a cat count?
Yeah, I'll do the cat count. Fats. Monkey. Normal. Let me guess.
Nope.
She's probably on the bed. Are you on the bed? No?
Show me.
Zoe. I just have to find the Zoe monster. There it is. It must have been under the bed. She just went into your room. You're fine, it was just Monkey. Monkey never goes far. He just goes to the front yard and freaks out.
Panics. Oh, it's a fucking GIF.
He does.
Look at that.
He panics.
Wait, did he? Maybe I'm drunk, because I could have swore that picture just moved.
You're drunk by association. You're drunk through osmosis.
Drunk by proximity.
Proximity because I'm drunk. Well, not really, but I'm buzzed.
I got a freaking butt. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not, because...
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Dick turd. What the hell's a dick turd?
That's about right.
Nice, Sal.
No, more like there.
Round me, right. Round me. Hey.
That was funny. The zombie Harambe.
Oh, hey, speaking of Shia LaBeouf, look. There he is in holes.
The beef.
The beef himself.
The beef.
In holes.
The beef in holes?
I like beef in holes. Tends to go well. Seems to be a good day.
Beef in holes.
Too much Kauai. Too much Kauai. If we supercut all the times people have said "God damn it, Sal" together, like we'd have like a 20-minute like compilation.
And it's all me with Devin in at the end.
I say it a lot too.
Is that Orion's Dongles theme song?
Dongle.
Oh
shit.
Oh.
Oh, I've seen this actually.
It's every ED. And
Sprint sucks. Wait, so bad, dude.
Wait, yeah, why restart, do you have Sprint? Restart it's so we can terrible. Do it again.
The fucking phone was $350.
Oh wait, back to the jam.
It's every EDM song with rubber chickens, right?
Chicken EDM.
Nothing beats to me the rubber chickens that sound like they're screaming.
That's so disturbing.
That's just my favorite thing ever.
Fuck your chicken scream!
It sounds like
whoops.
Bad.
Whoops. Shit.
I didn't mean to do that. Just a few dudes hanging out. No need to worry about it.
No one. The worst thing that's happened so far is our next door neighbor calling the parking enforcement on the cat's car that she left here over the weekend.
Cat left her car here?
Oh, she was pretty damn buzzed. She stayed here till midnight after everybody else left. That's when I had her play Darkest Dungeon.
Deepest, darkest pit of dungeons?
Had her play Darkest Dungeon, yeah. And her boyfriend picked her up around midnight. And then she left the car here all weekend.
That sucks. Did I tell you, by the way? I think I told you, but...
Your next door neighbors never even, like, called the cops for, like, a noise complaint or anything?
When we went to ShitCon recently.
ShitterCon?
ShitterCon.
Gamer crap? So, gamer, quote-unquote, con?
I left my car at this guy's house.
Okay.
You left? Did you leave it at Barry's house?
Yeah, the little Ruth babe guy. Mikey. That's his name. So I left my car there and then drove up with Sal the first day. Left my keys in his car. I got a ride home with Spike, so I couldn't get my car. So my car ended up out front of this guy's house for a couple days. So Spike then, halfway through the day on Sunday, shows me his phone, and Mikey texted him to let him know that my car had gotten towed.
Oh, boy.
And he was just fucking with me. Well, and he got really mad because he showed me the text, and I was like, oh, all right. And he was like, aren't you pissed? I was like, I'm not going to do about it from here. I'll deal with it later.
Well,
it was a fucking joke. Like, you're supposed to get freaked out.
Way to go, Spike, you dick.
And then the real joke later when that dude sat on your sunglasses and Spikey lied about it or omitted the truth. But no, it was funny because with Kat, I was in the chat. I was in Netflix and Pill telling the guys, I should jokingly like tell her that she got a ticket or something. Or Eddie was like, you should Photoshop a ticket and put it on her car. And and then like,
careful, there's fire around.
Yeah. And then I went,
cause explosion.
I went outside to get in my car to go get breakfast. And sure enough, parking enforcement was here trying to give her a ticket. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
Why would they give her a ticket, though?
Because...
abandoned car?
She called parking enforcement. But they wouldn't. They weren't actually going to give her a ticket, I don't think. They were just going to give her a 72-hour warning.
Yeah, for abandoned
vehicle. Because that's what they do. She had to, she's like, it's not a ticket. But it was funny because the lady, she was like, oof, she was probably like 70 plus, the lady in parking enforcement. She was like, you can go take a picture of it afterwards and tell her it's a ticket if you want to freak her out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you fucking bastard.
Yeah.
You should have. It would have been hilarious.
I was being nice.
The thing is, it's not funny when you don't get to see the reaction, though.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
I was being nice. Kat's cool. She's the little sister of the podcast.
What is that? So, like, she used to say she's a baby. If I usurped her position as the baby, I'm the baby and she's the little sister.
Yeah, she'd still be the little sister, even if you were the baby.
Right here's Pop the Girl.
Yeah.
Fucking Sal. God damn it, Sal.
No, actually, this is my... God, I don't remember. I don't know if you remember. It's probably before you, actually. My dad got me this as a birthday present for, like, my, I don't know, 16th, 17th, 18th birthday.
Because your other dildo broke.
Yeah, exactly. This is a hand-carved dildo that's more my size.
Because your Thunder Beats gave out on you?
Yeah. No, actually, his buddy...
Thunder Beats by Dre?
Yeah, Thunder Beats by Dre. Thunder Beads, not Thunder Beats.
What the fuck you doing, car?
Be a car.
Did it unlock? Because I didn't hear a beep. That must mean it's unlocked.
Beepy beepy.
Yeah, no, this place is pretty chill.
Chillax even.
Chillaxed.
Except for that one.
Except for when you leave your car here for 2 days. Mm. I was drawing. So. That's a large dick.
Message for Kat, don't get drunk as fuck.
No, she was pretty buzzed, but I honestly...
She wasn't drunk.
I think she has a much higher alcohol tolerance than she lets on.
I think it was just a decent buzz, but just she didn't want to drive.
Yeah. No, I mean, legally she couldn't technically. Legally, half the time I can't drive either, legally. But that's one of the... things that... What the fuck is going on over there?
I don't know. I guess it's a butt.
It's a finger in the balls.
It's a dude's right in his ass. Goatee.
With a finger instead of a Coke.
You did it wrong, man.
It wasn't even that funny. It was just his reaction.
It was.
Trying to draw and going.
You should have drew. There was a church with the cross on the top, and it had snow on the roof.
I'm over that.
Turn on your light. Snowlish.
There you go. There's your drawing.
Okay, pen,
bro.
So there's this church.